Okay. I freely admit it. I often hear two voices. Provocative? Then listen on. Yep, at times, there's absolutely a mini debate playing back and forth in my head. Take a listen. Voice number one. Come on, you gotta do that hike. Voice number two. You know how freaking hard that will be? Voice number one. Do I really want to set that goal? Voice number two. If you don't, man, you're going to regret it. Voice number one. Come on, write another one. Voice number two. You know how much heart that will take? Voice number one. Come on, dude, get outside and exercise. Voice number two. You deserve to take the day off. Voice number one. If you're going to do it today. Voice number two. Oh, man, I'm just too tired. Tomorrow will be okay. They're called mini head debates. I have them. Do you? But the truth is, being aware of the two competing voices is really a great thing. Why? Because it puts us in a powerful position. In that moment of knowing there's two voices, we have a moment of difference-making awareness. And in that moment of difference-making awareness, we have the gift of choice. Which voice do I want to be the bigger voice? But you know, sometimes choosing, it's tough to know. So here's what I do. When I'm aware that I'm standing at the intersection of a left or right moment, I take my rocking chair test. At the end of my life, when I'm in a rocking chair on my front porch, reflecting on the mental scrapbook of my life, I think about the moment I'm living now. And I ask, if I could go back to that moment, what do I wish I would have done? The answer is the direction I walk now. So hearing two voices, man, it's really not a crazy thing, but not choosing the bigger of the two, I'm kind of thinking that's the crazy thing.